Well, I have Lacey K. Booth here. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
So what does it mean to be performing at Stagecoach?
Oh my gosh, it means the world to me. I've heard about this festival forever, and I didn't even know what to expect. I heard it was in the desert, but I really didn't believe it, but it really is. I just feel really blessed to be out here and to be on this lineup. This is such a huge deal.
It is, and I did hear a little bit of your set. I caught the first half of it. How is it performing? I know it was a bit hot out there.
Oh my gosh, I'm still trying to catch my breath, but it's so awesome because, you know, playing this time of day, there's not really many people out, but once you start playing, you see the crowd come in, and that's a really cool feeling.
Yeah. So you did have new music come out, right?
I did last year.
Tell us about that.
So I released an 8-song collection, self-titled, last August, and the 8 songs, you know, I spent about over a year, almost 2 years in Nashville, writing. I wrote about close to 300 songs, and I narrowed down to 8, and so they're very well-rounded because I was just really experimenting with how I wanted to write music, and I feel like there's a little something for everybody, and I'm real proud of it, and I hope people are enjoying it.
I bet, and I mean, I've heard some of the songs, so I know that at least I enjoy them.
Thank you so much.
So who are some of your musical influences and kind of how you were brought up in music?
Oh, wow. So my dad is actually a Texas artist, and he introduced me to Merle Haggard and Waylon Jennings, and then my mom loved the women of the 90s. So she listened to Shania Twain and Jody Messina and the Chicks. But what I discovered on my own that really shifted the way I wanted to do music was Stevie Nicks and Norah Jones, and I became infatuated. And I felt like, you know, that really, I realized that you didn't have to be a belter like Martina McBride to make it country music, even though, you know, that's what works, obviously. And you could have a more soft voice and try to make it.
Awesome. Is there anything, like, where can we catch you this year?
Oh my gosh, I'll be playing all kinds of festivals this summer. I'll be at UFO Festival. I'll be playing in Australia. I'm excited to play Australia for the first time in September. Just trying to be everywhere.
Is that your first time playing overseas?
No, I got to play C2C in London a couple months ago, and that was incredible.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, the jet lag was real, but it was an incredible experience.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And are you going to be able to stay for the rest of the festival?
Yes, I'm going to try to, for sure, if I don't melt.
Well, try not to melt. Hopefully that won't happen.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good one.